Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Engineers India Limited Q4 and FY25 earnings conference call, hosted by DAM Capital Advisors. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Ms. Bhoomika Nair from DAM Capital Advisors Limited. Thank you, and over to you, ma'am.
Thanks, Manav. Good afternoon, everyone, and a very warm welcome to Engineers India Limited Q4 FY25 earnings call, hosted by DAM Capital Advisors. On the call today, we have the management represented by Mr. Sanjay Jindal, Director of Finance, Mr. Suvendu Padhi, Company Secretary and Investor Relations, Mr. R.P. Batra, Executive Director, F&A and Investor Relations, Mr. Amanpreet Singh Chopra, Senior General Manager, CNMD Office and Investor Relations, Mr. Vivek Midha, Senior General Manager, Marketing Business Development and Investor Relations, and Ms. Neha Narula, Senior Manager, Company Secretary and Investor Relations. At this point, I'll hand over the call to Mr. Jindal for his initial remarks, post which we'll open the floor for Q&A. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Bhoomika. Good evening, everybody, and a warm welcome to all the investors for this meet. We have declared our annual results for the financial year 2024-25 on 29 May 2025. Company's order book position has reached its all-time high in financial year 2024-25 and stands at 11,700 crore as on 31 March 2025, as compared to rupees 7,823 crore as on 31 March 2024. Order inflow in EIL has increased significantly to rupees 8,214 crore in financial year 2024-25, as compared to the order inflow of rupees 3,400 crore in financial year 2023-24. Our standalone information: in the fourth quarter, the company has achieved a turnover of rupees 991 crore in comparison to rupees 750 crore in quarter ended 31 December 2024, showing an increase of around 32% on quarter-on-quarter basis, with turnover from consultancy and engineering segment amounting to rupees 542 crore and 449 crore in turnkey segment. During the fourth quarter ended 31 March 2025, the company recorded profit before tax of 325 crore and profit after tax of 243 crore in comparison to rupees 118 crore and 88 crore, respectively, during the previous quarter three of financial year 2024-25, showing an increase of 175% increase in PBT and 176% increase in PAT. With respect to financial performance for the year ended 31 March 2025, on standalone basis, the company achieved the highest PAT in the last 10 years. The profit after tax increased by 30% to 465 crore in comparison to profit of 357 crore in the last year. Operating margin during the financial year 2024-25 increased to 15%, as against 8% in financial year 2023-24. EBITDA of the company as on 31 March 2025 stood at rupees 659 crore in comparison to 508 crore as on 31 March 2025. EBITDA has increased from 15% to 21%. During the year ended 31 March 2025, the company has registered turnover of rupees 3,028 crore. The turnover from consultancy and engineering segment stood at 1,678 crore, and from turnkey segment was 1,350 crore. During the year 2024-25, the foreign turnover increased by 32% to 371 crore as against rupees 281 crore in financial year 23-24, mainly from UAE, Nigeria and Kuwait region. The company is maintaining a very healthy earning per share of rupees 28 paisa. Last year it was 6 rupees 35 paisa. On consolidated basis, the company earned a profit of rupees 580 crore for the year ended 31st March 25 in comparison to rupees 445 crore earned during the last financial year 23-24. Therefore, there is an increase of 130% in the consolidated profit on year and year basis. EL share of profit in RFCL has increased to rupees 108 crore in financial year 24-25 from rupees 85 crore in financial year 23-24. That is an increase in margin 27%. The profit of ELCL's subsidiary have increased to rupees 20 crore in financial year 24-25 as against rupees 12 crore in financial year 23-24. So this is some of the highlights from our side. Thank you, Bhumika.
So should we begin the question and answer session?
Yes.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. We have our first question from the line of Manish Oswal from Nirmal Bang Securities. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. Thank you for the opportunity and very good set of numbers for the quarter and for the full year. I have a couple of questions on the first on the our one of the slide where we mentioned that we foray into the defense space in the in 2025. So what capability we have built there and what kind of business we can see for Engineering East India from 26 or over the medium term in that category, in that segment?
With respect to the defense, first thing you should know that that you are aware that we are an oil and gas company. We have extensive experience of core hydrocarbon, and which is equally complex area. So skill-wise, we have no issues with us. So we had tied up with, last year, we had tied up with Mission India Limited. And we had signed an MOU with them. Thereafter, we have got one assignment from them also. We are executing one of the TNT projects for them. We are eyeing for more projects in this segment, including we are exploring the private segment wherever this opportunity comes. We'll be tying up with them. So experience-wise, we are ready for this because engineering is our core experience, and we are fully capable of handling any of this assignment. So this is one of the segment which we are keeping it as a potential segment for expanding our business horizon.
So can we secure some orders in current financial year, sir?
We will try. It's okay. This financial year has started. We will be targeting few of the projects. Will come towards the end of this, than the last quarter.
Yeah. Now coming to the current financial performance, so sir, last year we have a 7,800 crores of order book and current year we saw an order inflow of almost 8,200 crores and we delivered a revenue of 3,200 crores for the year and the margin of both the segments have improved, consultancy as well as turnkey projects. So the question is, one is based on and compared to the last year order book, we have a 38% of execution of the opening order book. So given by the trend or the order book mix, what kind of execution we can anticipate for the current financial year and how we should think of the margin in the both the categories like consultancy as well as turnkey, because even turnkey project margins during the quarter and the full year is much higher than what we guided to the market. So can you comment on the one is the growth aspect, the second is the profitability trajectory based on the current order book that we have.
So we have, first thing is that order book, you must have seen that we have currently booked an order book of 11,717 crores. So now these are the new orders which have recently booked. There was a little bit decline in the turnover because many of the old projects which were under execution have been on the closure of it, because these were the mega projects which have a typical timeline of 4 to 5 years, 3 to 4 years. So now you must have seen in the last year we have got the 2 mega petrochemical complexes project and many other projects which are getting initiated. So again, the time cycle is 3 to 4 years. The billing would start in this financial year. So naturally, we'll be start earning and adding to the revenue and turnover would increase in that regard. And with respect to the profit margins, we are going to maintain the similar profit margins. So we are quite capable. Mr. Sundar Gul.
As regard margin is concerned, our margins in the consultancy segment and LSTK segments are intact. Earlier, we have given the range of 5 to 7% in the LSTK, and in the consultancy business, it is 25%. And this year, we could achieve the higher margin because of the some change order we could finalize with our clients, for which expenses have been already booked to our profit and loss account. So in the company like EIL, where revenue comes from the implementation of project, change order is also important part. And it depends when the change orders are finalized. So a lot of change orders have been finalized in this function.
And lastly, sir, order inflow, against the 8200 crores of order inflow, what kind of order inflow we can anticipate given the outlook of various segments in your presentation? So whether we can sustain the current year order inflow or we can do better for current financial year?
We can first is to sustain the existing order value. We will the order inflow what we have got to, in this financial year, will try to sustain the same and will further grow from the existing order book. Order inflow. For your information, as of today, we have already booked 1300 crore worth of business, and then the second year, it's in the second month itself. So we are working towards it, and hopefully, it will be our performance would be better than the past one.
Okay, sir. Thank you very much, and all the best for the current financial year. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Mohit Kumar from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead.
Hi. Good afternoon, sir. And thanks for the opportunity. Am I clear? Hi.
Not good. Yeah.
Sir, my question is note number 4 and note number 5. I think you mentioned that there's impact of 112 crore for the variable consideration, right? And note number 5 says that we have also retained 82 crore write back. So my question is, for the quarter, is it fair to say that the total impact on the profit is around 112 plus 82 crore, which is closer to around 194 crore?
112 crore is our change order we could finalize with our clients. And against this change order, we have already incurred expenditure. We have already incurred the expenditure, therefore it was a part of turnover. It was considered as part of turnover. Like I have already told, in the company like EL, where projects are implemented, and some of the work are always done which is beyond the scope, for which change order is always finalized by the client. And generally, it takes the time. Expenditure is incurred first, then the revenue comes. So under this scenario, we have got 2 major change orders for which change order value is 112 crore. And 82 crore reversal is pertains to our guarantee and warranty. You know, whenever project is built, there is also provision for the guarantee and warranty of the project. So we keep continue to make provisions of the guarantee and warranty. And whenever our defect liability period is over and there is no guarantee and warranty is balanced, then that provision is reversed. And this is the accounting procedure. So there is a reversal of 82 crores. For which we have got the client permission to reverse. There is no guarantee and warranty on this account.
Understood, sir. My related question is, sir, you've just, in the note number 4, you are saying profit from operations for the quarter and the year. does it mean that this is a impact on the profit after tax or profit before tax?
Profit for operation is always profit before tax. It is excluding the other.
So there is a taxation impact, right, which I need to consider.
Yeah. Before it is excluding the other income.
Okay, I understood, sir. So my second question is on the consultancy. I think we had a very fabulous year last year, which was 4,000 odd crore in the entire fiscal, which I think one of the best years in terms of the, it's 4,500 crore, I think, which is one of the best in the last several years. Do you think, is it possible to replicate this in FY26, especially on consultancy order inflow, given whatever you see on the in the macro, or do you think there is some dip in this order inflow in F26?
With respect to the order inflow in the consultancy segment, it could remain, it should be in the same range. We should try that because we keep on bidding for the multiple projects altogether, which are for consultancy. And we have already, like the projects like Paradeep and all, which are under execution, their phase two is expected to come in the towards the end of this financial year. So we'll be able to, which is a major component component of the project. So this kind of many, first is these are the awarded projects, and another is like we are bidding for a number of the projects. So we hope that the consultancy will also be of the significant contribution in the total order book, in the total order inflow.
That's it, of course, sir. How do you think about the international order pipeline in the consultancy? How is it shaping out compared to last year?
Like what you have seen it last year, that it is 1,000 crore. So we are working towards it because earlier we were strengthening our Abu Dhabi office. It has done quite well. And it is improving its performance. We are targeting the large value projects. So hopefully this order inflow will further increase or it will remain in the same way. In fact, we already have in this financial year, we already booked 380 crore worth of projects from Middle East, from Kuwait. So you can see that we are moving ahead with the same pace. So we can reach to the target, what has been set last
year. Good to hear and good to see that the momentum. Thank you and best of luck, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Nidhi Shah from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead.
Yes, thank you so much for taking my question. So my first question is on the order inflow for turnkey. So at Q3, we mentioned that the 9-month order inflow is 39 billion. And now for this quarter, we have mentioned that it is 36 billion. So what is the order inflow for this quarter? Have any orders got cancelled?
I think it was not the cancellation. Let me tell you what happened is there was one of the assignments which was awarded to us on a go-ahead basis. Go-ahead basis is a kind of concept. They will give you a letter to proceed with the work and then pending settlement of the order. So by the time the year-end closes, it was not formal award was not received. Okay, so that's how we have to, in books we had to return it. But now it is about to be settled, and then again it will come back to the order inflow. So that's how you must have seen.
Just for my understanding then, what is the order inflow for this quarter, for Q4, sorry, and then in which quarter and how much adjustment would I have to make for this order that has been delayed?
We'll get to know, ma'am. We'll get to know about this when this would be settled. The order inflow, as of now, I told you around 1,800 crores. Sorry, 1,300 crores we have already received, out of which LSTK is around, LSTK segment is around 800 crores. Out of 1,300.
Okay.
So quarter is still going on, so we will have to wait for some.
No, I meant for Q4. For Q4.
Q4
order for turnkey.
Let me check. Q4 order inflow was something around 440. Sorry, it was turnover. Let me see. Yeah. We're just checking it. It's not available in hand, so we'll share it with you later. Okay? You can get in touch separately. We'll give it to you.
Okay, just lastly for this, so the order that was that is delayed, what is the value of that one?
It's around 300 crores. Don't have the exact value with me. Around 300 crores. The differential you should see is the same one. It will come back later on.
Got it. Thank you.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Majid Ahmed from Pinpoint Asset Management. Please go ahead.
Yes. Thank you for the opportunity, sir. I'm audible, sir?
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Sir, I just want to understand that, going forward, what would be the mix for FY26 and 27, sir, for consulting and turnkey?
Order inflow could remain in the same range. Consultancy would be a little bit more than the LSTK. It always remained in the range of 50-55%, 55-60% is consultancy and balance is LSTK. So we prepare the, we keep the margin healthy in that range itself. Generally remains in the same range itself.
So 55 in consultancy and 45 in the turnkey. Yes. Okay.
But that does not mean that we restrict it. We have to get every business. It depends at the end what kind of number gets settled. Depends. So but there is no hard and fast rule for us.
Okay.
This is the trend generally. This is generally the trend we are talking about.
Okay, this is general trend. Okay, sir.
We have heard what kind of job, but this is the final outcome, trend of final outcome.
Okay. So, secondly, what type of capex are you looking to for this coming year, FY25 to 26?
Capex is a routine in nature on the building for the renovations. As such, so there is no major capex is in pipeline.
Okay, sir. And going forward, how much is the orders are you bidding for? Like any order pipeline that you're bidding for the going on?
Many bids are keep on going, so those are confidential nature, cannot be disclosed. The end result would come towards the end of the financial year. We'll keep on updating you with respect to the business. I've already updated you that we have secured this much business. We keep on updating in the other meeting.
Okay, sir. Okay, sir. Thank you, sir. All the very best. Thank you.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Harsha from Rira Holdings. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Good afternoon and congratulations on fantastic numbers. So my question is, now if I look at the order inflows, the last 5 years we have clearly seen a very strong uptake in terms of order inflow, almost from 1500 crore in FY21 to 8000 crore this year. But at the same time, when I look at the revenue, last 5 years, they have almost been stagnant at around 3,200 crore. Now, in some of the previous calls, we have reiterated that there is aspiration to grow to 5,000 crore top line, or maybe even 7,000 crore over next, say, maybe 4, 5, 6 years. So just want to understand in terms of execution, what is going to change in the next 5 years that we are being optimistic in terms of, say, double-digit kind of a growth to grow from 3,000 crore to maybe 7,000 crore. So what is going to change in terms of execution?
Look, for the last 4 years, our order book was in the range of 7,000 to 8,000 crore. And whenever a project is awarded to EIL, its turnover goes for 3 to 4 years. Suppose I get the project of 100 rupees, then it comes in the turnover for the 3-4 years. So therefore, with the 7 to 8,000 crore order book, our turnover was flat somewhere in the range of 3,000 to 3,500. So now it is the first time our order book has crossed the barrier of 10,000 crore. Now it is 11,700 crore. And we are sure that we will continue with this kind of order book. And definitely with this order book, project execution with the project execution, our turnover will continue to rise. And we are expecting at least 15%, 15 to 20% jump in the turnover of this year. But again, this depends upon the how the project execution goes.
Okay, okay, understood. And sir, out of the 11,700 crore order book we have, out of this, how much would be our international order book? And also, how much out of this 11,000 odd crore would be from non-oil and gas segment? Because we're also looking to enter a lot of new sunrise sectors. So as of now, what is the orders from non-oil and gas sector, and how big you expect these to become over the next 3 to 5 years?
The order book from foreign consultancy is 2,000 crore. Around 2,000 crore.
Okay, okay.
Around 30-35%
is the from the non-oil and gas segment. Okay, around 30 to, and sir, which would be the major contributor to the order book?
Be the major contributor, sir? Then you have chemicals, you have non-ferrous metallurgy, you have power, you have clean energy, all those sources. We can get the business.
Okay, and going ahead,
the hydrocarbon and the non-hydrocarbon.
Okay, and the non-oil and gas, which is around 30-35%, will it continue to remain at same level going ahead, or will that portion of business increase?
So this portion may increase because we are quite a bit focusing on the infrastructures. It has been increasing continuously, so we see that is also going to increase.
Okay, and the margins are similar in non-oil and gas?
Yes, the margins are on the basis of the on the type of bidding we have. It is on consultancy and LSTK. So for the consultancy and LSTK, it would remain in the same range which has been told to us, so like 24 and 7, 6 to 5 to 6%, depending on which mode we get the assignment.
Okay, understood. Thank you so much, sir. That's it from my side.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Kaushal Sharma from Equinox Capital Ventures. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Very good afternoon. Am I audible?
Good afternoon. You are audible.
Yes, sir. So my question is on your margin side. Like, if we see your past performance, so we are in the range of 27 to 28% in the consultancy, and turnkey we are 3 to 6%, and suddenly we got a jump of around 30% in consultancy and 8% in turnkey. So what was the key growth drivers of such a good performance in the margin, and will this margin be sustainable in the future, like 2 to 3 years? And the second question is on my on working capital, like our debtor days improved a lot. Around 400 crores negative in the CFO impacting our cash flows. So what is the normalized debtor days in our business, and how long will it take to realize these debtor days? And my third question is on our industry side, sir. What kind of opportunity are we looking in our industry, like overall market, and what CAGRs are we expecting to grow in next 2 to 3 years in our industry?
First of all, let us talk about the margin. Our, as you said, our normal margin is 25% in the consultancy business segment profit, and LSTK it is 5 to 7%. But this time we could achieve the higher margin because some of the long pending change orders we could finalize with our clients, and with the impact of these change orders, our margins are on higher side. But definitely for the future, so we are targeting in the normal range of 25% and 5 to 7% in realistic business. As regard your payment cycle, our payment runs with the clients are 30 days only, but we are able to receive within 1 to 2 months time from our client. It is not more than
45 days,
generally.
not more than 45 days. It is a normal trade cycle, right, sir?
Your voice is not clear.
Caution, your voice is quite muffled.
Yeah, so I'm just saying that 45 days is the normal trade receivable cycle, right, in our business?
Generally, our payment terms are 30 days and most of the payments we are receiving in 30 days. On an average, it comes to around 40 days.
40 days, okay. And sir, if you talk about little bit on our industry side, like what market opportunities...
You can take 45 days safely, no issue.
Pardon, sir?
You can take 45 days safely.
No, so I got it, sir. My question is on our industry side, like consultancy business and the turnkey business, how much market size currently and how what CAGR are we expecting going forward 2 to 3 years down the line?
It is so specific. This is a very big market. Whichever segment you go, it's a big market. Whether we are going in oil and gas, you are going in infrastructure, you are going into the ferrous non-ferrous metallurgy segments. So all these are the markets. So there is no specific size of the market as such. You can track the investments which are coming in the hydrocarbon segment. You can see the investments coming up in the infrastructure segment. You can see the investments in the steel segment, non-ferrous segment. All these segments, there are a lot of potential, and government of India is putting a lot of focus and pushing growth in these segments. So naturally, whenever there is a growth and new projects will come, we'll also bid, then we get the business. So that's the market for us.
And so what is our current order book pipeline in our book and our success ratio in that?
Success ratio, you can say around 25 to 35%, competitive scenario.
35 to 30%, right, sir? And what is the current order pipeline?
We can't tell you the order pipeline. We already told you that the order which we have already received is around 1300 crore as of now, in the first 2 months.
Okay.
We reached the target of the existing business inflow which we have received in this year, and we'll be further growing in that sector.
Okay, sir. Sure. Thank you very much for asking the question.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Amit Anwani from PL Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Am I audible?
Hi, yes. Good afternoon.
Yeah, good afternoon, sir. First of all, congratulations to the whole team for a very good set of numbers.
Thank you.
My first question is, sir, on the overseas consultancy, we have done a phenomenal job this year. Roughly about 1,000 plus crore order intake. Order book is sitting at about 2,800 crore. I think all time high if I see past, 8, 9, 10 years. You have been talking about setting up office in Kingdom of Saudi Arabia. Wanted to understand, are we looking higher inflow numbers from overseas market in FY 2026-27? And by setting up office there, are we going to, bid further? What is the addressable market, let's say, in Kingdom of Saudi Arabia? And since a lot of engineering companies are talking big about, CAPEX happening in Kingdom. So wanted to understand our outlook in overseas, where we have been positive for FY25. And are we targeting better number for FY26? And what is the addressable market, competition, win rate? Any idea if you would like to give?
With respect to the international market targeting, our focus to international market has been increasing. This year it is around 13%. We are targeting towards it. We are trying to increase it to more on this segment. The 13% will try to cross that 13% segment. 13% of the total order inflow, we like to increase that. And accordingly, we are focusing specifically on the Middle East. Middle East, we are strengthening our Middle East office in Abu Dhabi, which is catering to the other terrains like Kuwait, Bahrain, Oman, and other nearby countries. At the same time, we are setting up the Saudi office. The current major contribution has been from the Abu Dhabi office, which has done a wonderful job and increased their business from there. So we have improved our categorization in those countries, because these countries are very systematic in nature. you have to improve, you have to stay there for a long time, you have to perform. That's how you're upgraded in the categories, and then you're allowed to bid for the large value projects. So as of now, with the consistent focus on this, we have been able to go to the larger category project, and we are continuously bidding for this. So we are hopeful that in when we are bidding for the larger category projects, we are successful, then this order value will further grow. With respect to Saudi, Saudi is one of the biggest market in the Middle East. You know that the maximum capex investment comes in Saudi. So there is huge potential for them, and there is a lot of demand for the good engineering companies. However, this will take some, it is still in the nascent stage. We are setting up the office. It takes some time to settle down, register yourself, establish that office, and panel with yourself with all the companies, and manage all the resources. Then you start getting the business. So there is a lead time in getting the business, but it would be a very good when it is established and we are start running. It will be targeting very good business from them. So that is our anticipation. So that's the answer for myself.
So what is the win rate typically if you're bidding the project in Saudi?
We can't. Saudi, we are not working as of now. We are just entering it.
Okay. So, okay. The other Middle East geographies, what is the win rate?
It is quite a good rate. It's very difficult to tell what is the win rate because there are number of bids are there. You are there with the, we are there as a panel consultant. We have number of frame agreements going on under which we have competition with three or four major consultants. So win rate is good. Very difficult to tell the number as such.
Right. So with respect to order inflow prospect, we have been highlighting that we got very good orders from past two financial years, and focus is to have more than 5,000 crore annual order intake run rate. So are we sticking to that for FY26-27?
Oh, yes, very much.
Okay. Any, sir, orders which we would like to highlight where we are L1 or maybe past 12-18 months, order and order value, if possible for you to highlight in all areas?
I mean, right now, many of the projects are in the bidding stage, so it's very difficult to tell you at this point of time because this is a competition time. So let's hope for the best. We'll keep you updated in the subsequent meetings as soon as the result comes. As of now, for your information, we have 1,300 crore worth of business we have booked as of now, as of May. So we're keeping the pace up. We'll keep you updated on this in the subsequent meeting.
Yeah. Sir, one clarification on the change order. You said roughly about, I think, 112 crore, 128 crore revenue and 112 crore for FY25. What is the change order? You talked about this one more change order for FY26 also. What is the value of that change order?
We have talked about the change order which we have received in the financial year 24-25. And it is a continuous process because EL is involved in the execution of mega projects for the scope of work done, which is not part of scope of work. We get change order from our clients time to time. So in this financial year, we could get the change order of the 112 crore, which have been accounted in the financial account. Change order means increase in the contract value. Original awarded.
So that largely flows through to the profits, right?
Largely flows to profit because expenditure has been already incurred by us.
Yeah.
That's why it is mostly it represents the profit portion only in case work have been already executed.
Right, sir. So lastly on other income, which has been keeping roughly about 160 crore from past 3 years, what is the dividend income from NRL and your outlook why other income is keeping same? Will it be same for next financial year as well? For this financial year, I would say, FY26.
In this financial year, we got the dividend of 12 to 13 crore from the NRL, and we are expecting the same level of other income in the coming next year.
Understood, sir. Thank you so much. Thank you and all the best.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Patanjali Jha, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Thank you for taking my question. And in my view, very heartening results. Looks like going back into the former self, where the margins have improved dramatically, and hopefully the gaining momentum along with your unprecedented order book. My questions are primarily two. One, Aramco seems to have now shown its very keen interest to come to India with a realistic figure of 25,000 crore investment with BPCL in Andhra and with ONGC in Gujarat, of which the Andhra one is gaining momentum and is at a higher stage of fruition. So for us, any refinery within the country, especially with the public sector undertaking, we only think of Engineers India, not because it's a public sector undertaking, but very competent and with a certain degree of monopoly in the segment. So, please take on that. That is the first question.
With respect to these two refineries, we understand that Aramco is going to
Yes. The likelihood of
This is slightly, this is a CapEx decision that both sides have to agree. We have no comments on that. We can only anticipate that this project should come fast and we'll have another two opportunities to bid for it. Because nowadays, when you are saying it's a monopoly, there's no monopoly as of now because all these jobs we have done is under stiff competition. There's no advantage of being a public sector.
True.
Then we get the jobs now. So we are ready that these are the two big complexes and it would be a sizable job when they are realized. We will be very much keen in bidding for this time to come. Let's hope for the best, please come.
Yes.
And I would like to add to this, we are getting job on nomination basis because first we are technically competitive. Yeah. Second, we are cost competitive also.
That in fact, you are competent and that is how you get it. There's nothing to do with the degree of monopoly in terms of only being
competitive.
Totally agree with that. My one more related question, in the area of your core competence, in the African continent, our country now has enormous goodwill, be it Guyana, be it Suriname, be it so much so that without naming the current the arrangement that they have, some of these companies they found atrocious in terms of they found them with the wrong numbers and inflated numbers in order to get their share of royalty. And to them, especially in the case of Guyana, the company had the audacity to say that it was a total mistake that ran into several million dollars.
What is it all about we're talking? We just want to understand that. We're not clear about your question.
In Guyana, they have some arrangement with a multinational company. I'll not name it. And they found that, the profit sharing royalty, all that. They have a fantastic fine. And that company was inflating the numbers of expenditure and stuff like that. That's what I'm trying to say. It ran into hundreds of millions of dollars. And when, I'm totally mistaken. Anyway, so this is to talk of the character and the integrity of the other company. Against that backdrop, when you are a person, an entity of great integrity, and our country having such a great, relations with them, you have already some track and some of the projects going there in Nigeria and in Guyana, if I remember correctly. What is our because that is the future, this thing which has the maximum fine.
They have their own ways of working, but we are very much clear what way we have to work, and our dealings are very crystal clear.
I'm saying that against that backdrop of people of doubtful integrity and our company being so correct and competent. So
we have been able to make success in that because again Guyana proposed a project which we have got is under competition from the other companies,
yeah.
International competition. In Nigeria again, it was again a competition even though the investor was private, but he had gone for the competition and that's how we got the assignment. And we have been engaged and we have completed our commitment for the work.
Yeah. So going forward, what is your take that with such a massive find and with our competence and what is the outlook and what is the outlook of the company?
We have already proven our metal there. We have been, we are working in Nigeria for the other clients also, one of the LNG projects which we are doing. This is only on the basis of experience. Another private sector public petchem was coming, so we are also involved in that on that initial stages of work. Similarly, in Guyana also, we'll be targeting the future. They'll be having the future phase of that project and the other projects. Plus now, the oil has come. They will further be utilized for processing of it and the downstream facility would come. So being there, so we'll target those projects with our competence and experience. So that's the present outlook.
Great to hear that, and we have great hopes that you would have as a company a fair share of your work coming from.
Let's hope for the best.
Also, yes, a small question also of the renewables which your CMD talks about with great passion, and it's about the tidal energy, the platforms being constructed for. The nuclear or the 2G, especially the 2G, what is the progress in Rumaligarh refinery?
On the Rumaligarh refinery, the commissioning activity has started. So, as you are aware, this is the first bamboo based refinery in the country, which has been taken from lab scale to a commercial scale. So, that is going on well. On the renewable sites and on the offshore wind sites, that there's a conceptualization has already been taken place, and we are into process of making a business case for the clients to take it forward.
Yeah, and what is the addressable size of the business? Because on the land side, it's much smaller turbines, and there are companies with the huge market cap. So I'm told that the oceanic this thing is five times bigger than this. So if we are there, and if it is the beginning of
asking,
small size of the market.
Exactly, because the market size is huge, and it's a nascent market that we are trying to enter. And once as well, we are aware of the offshore platforms, the work process platform, environment platforms quite well. So
yes.
Once we enter the market, we're entering a good way, and we hope to have a good pie of business in this market as well.
Fabulous. So all the very best. I mean, we have great hopes for you to become even better. And excellent set of numbers. Congratulations to the entire.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Sumit Rora from Smartsun Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Very good afternoon to you and your entire team. Sir, I'll just keep it very brief. With the order book visibility which you have in hand today, and with the robust order flow which you're expecting like last financial year. So now, can we basically say that, we can basically expect, this 15 to 20% revenue growth, which you expect for current year, to be a recurring phenomena? And can we now basically expect that Engineers India is now basically well on the growth path? That's my first part, sir. And secondly, sir, the thing is that if revenue is going to grow 15 to 20%, our PAT margin has been about 18% the last financial year. So do you think that, you know, operating leverage can also kick in, you know, because of the fact that revenue growth does kick in? So what's the PAT margin which you basically expect for, you know, current financial year? My last question is basically, you know, this energy transition, which is basically gaining momentum around the world, and, you know, with the green energy not being as lucrative as, you know, earlier planned, and, you know, peak oil being far ahead, you know, compared to what it was anticipated in the very short term. What do you think, you know, could be the order momentum, particularly from the Middle East, because of the fact that, you know, you're opening offices in Dubai and Saudi as well, which you highlighted earlier. So do you actually think that, you know, with green energy being stalled, etc., do you think that, you know, order momentum on this side of the conventional business can actually accelerate?
First about the order book position. As we have told, earlier our order book was ranging in the 8,000 crore. Now it has been increased to 11,700 crore. And definitely with the acquisition, our turnover will rise. And we will put all efforts to take it increase of 15 to 20%. Definitely we are also targeting. But how much PAT will be there, we cannot tell right now, because we have already told our margins in the consultancy segment is around 25% business segment, and in the LSTK job it is 5 to 7%. So definitely our bottom line is also going to improve, but how much that we cannot tell right now.
Okay. But sir, I mean, I assume that basically what you've reported in the last financial year should at least be, you know, kind of where we can build on from, correct? I mean, is that understanding correct?
Yes, exactly. Yes. That could be.
We will put all of us to keep that base.
Okay, wonderful. And sir, secondly, you know, if you can now basically talk a bit about, you know, because, you know, a couple of years back, you know, it was so anticipated that, you know, peak oil is basically, you know, very near, and all of it is not very true, right? So, you know, you will see, you know, good growth in the conventional business as well. So do you think that, you know, this 8,500 crore order inflow which we got actually can actually accelerate quite sharply from here?
It is going to be there, because you see that many of the companies are again going back to the hydrocarbon or the coal or all that business. The recent trends you must have seen with companies like many companies you must have seen. They're going away from the hydrocarbon, hydrogen and all these things, because the profitability in that segment and the cost competitiveness of those things, and hydrocarbon is being boosted internationally also. In any case, that doesn't matter. India is going to have a tremendous demand for the hydrocarbons, and with the kind of population we have, and definitely there's clean energy is also being a good contributor. But the way our demand is growing with respect to all these hydrocarbons, actually you have to have those facilities. Till the time this is going to go, we will be also having projects of maybe petrochemical segment and gas segment in the downstream segment. It will be less of a gasoline, but more of a petchem segment. So we don't see any major difference in the hydrocarbon business from all these segments. So that is going to be there for at least next decade or so.
Okay, wonderful. Thank you, sir. And wish you all the best, yeah?
Thank you.
Thank you. We have a follow-up question from the line of Manish Otswal from Nirmal Bang Securities. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Anji. Yes, sir.
Sir, I have one question on this the JV profit which we report on a consolidated level. So can you tell us in terms of activity in that the JV profit and how we should think profitability trending for our at a consolidated financial level?
Actually, that JV is Ramagundam Fertilizer and Chemicals Limited, that is engaged in the manufacturing of urea, ammonia and urea. And in this financial year, our share for the profit is 107 crore against the previous year share of 85 crore. Our share in the RFCL is 26%.
So our 26% is 107 crore.
Mm-hmm.
That is included in the bottom.
Okay.
On consolidated basis.
Okay, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all participants, if you wish to ask any questions, you may press star and one. Anyone who wishes to ask a question, you may press star and one now. We have another follow-up question from the line of Amit Anwani from PL Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thanks for taking my question again. Again, a question on consultancy overseas. Is it fair to assume that the consultancy overseas will have better margin than consultancy domestic?
Consultancy overseas, if you see an average of 24 to 25% will be maintained. But you can, in one way, say that consultancy in overseas will have a little bit more margin than the Indian segment. But it again depends on which territory you are working, the competition we have in that segment. It all depends.
Right. And second question, you said 35% is non-oil and gas in the order book currently, if I heard it right. So cumulatively, if we see the order prospects for FY26-27, can we assume that this 35% non-oil and gas can become 40-50%? Will it increase? There is a much higher pipeline on non-oil and gas as well?
It will remain in the same range, 35-40%.
Okay, understood, sir. Thank you so much. Yeah.
Thank you. A reminder to all participants, if you wish to ask any questions, you may press star and one. Anyone who wishes to ask a question, you may press star and one now. We have our next question from the line of Yash Hegde from DAM Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Good afternoon and thank you for the opportunity. And congratulations on a great set of results. So my only question was, could you give a bit of an outlook on both NRL and RFCL and talk in terms of what kind of investments are we looking at in both of them for FY26 and the dividend that we expect to receive from NRL, and also when do we expect RFCL to start paying dividends?
As far as the dividend is concerned, last year, in the current year, we have got the dividend of 12 crore rupees from the NRL, and RFCL is still to declare start declaring dividend, and we are expecting that in the current year, RFCL may declare some dividend for their investor. As far as the investment we have.
NRL, we have already completed the investment
cycles. In the NRL, we have already completed all the investment cycle, and there is no further planned investment in the RFCL as well as NRL. We have already subscribed to the right issue of NRL. That has been completed.
All right, sir. Thank you and best of luck for the financial year.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. A reminder to all participants, if you wish to ask any questions, you may press star and one. We have our next question from the line of Patanjali Jha, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yes. This 2G bamboo-based clean energy in the Northeast, you would be perhaps the first in the world to be executing this?
That's right.
That's awesome.
You are right.
And I know, I follow that part of renewable energy. My friend understands that very well. So that's a huge, because you'll be creating so much of employment for the farmers' income. I really, really congratulate you on that. And if successful, do you see participating in more such projects of 2G along with other partners?
We hope so, sir, because this is our first plant and this is our pilot plant also, you can say, which will give a platform to quote further and to owners to put more plants like this.
Do that, sir, because it is not only the income and profit for the company. It is one of the biggest service to humanity and to Mother Earth. So I wish you to be very successful in this and set up many more such projects across the country, along with partners, of course.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Janardhan Rao from Sharetron Research. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir. Congratulations for the sterling performance of the company. But in the market, there is a lot to be improved because companies like NBCC Limited and Rise Vehicles Limited are enjoying the PE ratio of above 55 and 66. Your company is stock is getting only around 22 PE ratio. What steps the company is taking to improve the market perception?
Sir, we are giving good results to improve the concept of our investor, and we are requested through you, we are requesting our customer to give PE of 55 to EL also. That is all our offers.
No, frequent media interactions are required, sir, to improve the perceptions about the stock. Because in the banking side, Canara Bank is doing wonders. In the PSU stable, your company is doing wonders on the results front. But market is not recognizing the performances. That is what I want to emphasize.
Sir, definitely we are making awareness to our investors, mutual funds and other investors also. That's why our company have done press meet also, so that our investor can be aware about our progress path, because this is the first time where our order book is all time high. So definitely this order book will help us to get more turnover in the future, more turnover and more bottom line profit. And we will continue to get the orders in the coming years also. So definitely,
thank you, sir. Best of luck for the company and best of luck for the nation building.
Yeah.
Thank Hello. You. Yes, sir. He got disconnected.
Okay.
That was the last question for today, and I now hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, everyone, for the participation.
Thank you.
Thank you. On behalf of DAM Capital Advisors, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.